When she moved out of her Collin County apartment last July, 26-year-old Emma Walters began taking stock of her belongings.
I have a Lisa Frank jewelry box from like when I was like 8 that I really love. And then I have like a Peter Pan McDonald's toy of Tinkerbell.
She's holding on to those. But Walters has been on a journey of tidying up. We met in downtown McKinney. She didn't feel comfortable meeting at her house. In fact, she says she's never had friends over.
My dad is a little bit older, and he's a very thoughtful and generous person, and he has a lot of things in his house that he sells on eBay as well. He's really into laser discs and beta tapes and mini discs and things like that, and so there's a lot of it. It creates clutter, unfortunately.
As a kid, Walters didn't know how to feel about the state of her home.
It did have a severe impact on my anxiety growing up, just because I didn't know if I could invite people over, and I didn't know if I would feel comfortable with that.
When she decided to move back home, Walters had to think about how to fit things from her new life into her childhood bedroom. She sorted through kitchen gadgets, toys, and movies, and she asked herself,
if the apartment was on fire, what would I grab? It was pretty much my cats and then like maybe 3 other things. So I try to look at it a little bit less harshly than that now, but it's sort of just looking at things and thinking, do I need this? No. Would someone else probably like this more? Probably.
In the midst of all that sorting and donating, Walters discovered Marie Kondo's best-selling book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Kondo is a Japanese organizing consultant known for her signature KonMari method of decluttering. Most recently, she starred in a Netflix show helping American families tidy up.
Hello, I'm Marie Kondo. My mission is...
Kondo encourages people to hold on to things that, as she puts it, spark joy. It took Emma Walters a few months to finish the process, and she began to notice some changes. She no longer felt as anxious about other people's messes. Instead, she focused on what she wanted to bring into her future.
Her way of looking at things is just so simple that it makes a lot of sense, because it's like, if you don't receive joy from something that you own, what's the point of having it?
Many times when we clean or we tidy up, we don't think about it that way. We think about it more so as a chore.
Dr. Rebecca Corona is a psychologist with the Parkland Health and Hospital System. She says living in a messy space can be harmful to your health, mental and physical.
For many people, when they live in a cluttered environment, it's hard to relax. So there might even be people who have challenges with sleeping comfortably at night. Usually we can see people start to benefit from having a tidier environment that keeps their brains free from the clutter in their mind and allows them to drift off more easily into sleep.
For some, Dr. Corona says accumulating stuff might be a source of comfort, a way of feeling safe or prepared. Or external mess could reflect an internal struggle, like depression. Corona says everyone could benefit from reflecting on what they own and why.
If someone does find themselves using those types of coping mechanisms, it might be a good opportunity to find healthier ways to deal, like maybe cleaning up your home.
In Houston, Ashley Barber has been getting more inquiries since the debut of Kondo's Netflix show. Barber owns an organizing company called Simply Maven. She's a certified KonMari consultant, trained to walk people through the method.
I advise clients to keep whatever you keep with confidence. And if you're not feeling confident about it, to give yourself a time frame to kind of make a decision on it if you're still on the fence.
Barber saw an influx of clients after Hurricane Harvey. The 2017 storm caused an estimated $125 billion in property damage, forcing many to rebuild their lives.
In the unfortunate event that something like that happens again, they feel like they would be somewhat better prepared, or at least not have as much to deal with in that kind of circumstance. It's definitely changed their mindset as well about the things they own.
Barber says the key is to focus on the things you cherish rather than what you're giving up. Saida Hassan, KERA News.